Lifestyle Matters. It's more than money. I'm Faisal Karmali. My co-host here, Leanna Washnick. Leanna, welcome.
Thanks for having me today.
This is going to be a good show. We're talking about a whole bunch of things. The Federal Reserve cut 50 basis points of interest rate. What does that mean? How does that impact us? Should we even care? Those types of things we're going to talk about. Mm-hmm. What about food inflation?
That's the big thing on a lot of people's minds, I think.
For those of you who are eating healthy, this is an impact. You've seen produce go up by, what, over 20% in the last few years. So there's a lot of issues in regards to that. And then, of course, the Alberta Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm.
What the heck is happening here? The politics in Alberta keeps on brewing.
What is it? And what does it actually mean for us?
And so we've got a great show today, but let's get right into the whole conversation about the Federal Reserve. And they cut 50 basis points. And I'll tell you, I was in the camp of 25 basis points. Popovich was in the camp of 50 basis points. He was right. I was wrong. I have to say that publicly. It's not very often I do say that. But let's kind of dissect this and kind of go into the details of this. And we've got Andrew McCreath, CEO, Forge First Asset Management. Going to talk about the Federal Reserve. Andrew, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Leanne and Faisal.
So let's get right into this whole Federal Reserve cuts 50 basis points. What were your thoughts? Surprised, not surprised? Give us your take.
I'll put up my hand too. I thought it was going to be 25.
There we go.
I thought it was going to be a dovish 25 as opposed to a hawkish 50. The reason is very simple. As you know, the Fed has two mandates, employment and inflation. And the inflation story is fine. I mean, goods inflation is negative, but service inflation continues to be, to a degree, problematic. For example, the Supercore CPI is still running at a 4.5% year-over-year rate. That's too high. However, with the Fed believing that the jobs market is, you know, directionally getting a little tougher, but still okay, he's taken the chance that, you know what, for all those skeptics that think I've been late, given that the trend is inflation, end inflation is reasonable, and I think the jobs market's going to continue to come my way such that wage growth will fall, I'm going to go 50 now and then tell people, hey, don't expect another 50 next meeting.
I'm going to ask this question because I've had it asked by some of our clients. Do you think it was at all politically motivated that they went the 50 basis points?
Not at all.
Well, that was an easy one.
That's a very definitive answer.
That was an easy one. Okay, let's talk about one thing that's been coming up is about the inflation. We're saying that it's going lower. That is consumer price inflation. And there's also the producer inflation has been falling over the last few quarters. When you look at Canada and US, one of the biggest concerns that people don't think about always when they're investing is the impact of producer inflation to the bottom line. Now, margin compression and so forth. When you look at both countries, Canada, US, these companies have an impact on inflation on them. They might pass on some or all of it to the consumer. Which country of companies are able to handle it better, and which sectors have the most advantageous viewpoint when it comes to this issue of inflation from the producer perspective?
That is a simple question, but to answer it properly requires a few full bullets and assumptions to be tabled and made respectively. First and foremost, we have a much more oligopolistic economy in Canada than the United States. Sorry, but, you know, the telephone and cable companies, the banks, the grocery stores, the railways, etc., are a bigger part of our economy than those same industries represent in the United States. Point number two, clearly the health of the Canadian consumer from a balance sheet perspective is tougher up here than down there. However, if you quintile the U.S. economy, the bottom three quintiles are struggling big time in the States. And it's just because their top 15, their top 20%, their top quintile in the States has so much money and it's so big on an absolute basis that it drags the economy up and to the right. Last but not least, their economy remains decent because, frankly, the Fed can hike interest rates as long as the fiscal deficit is running at 6-7% of GDP, it's going to be pretty tough to put the U.S. economy into a recession. So with those comments made, inflation is going to have more of a negative impact on the economy here in Canada than the States, because we're just not as wealthy a nation as the United States, let alone the impact on the different quintiles. Corporate-wise, when you look at the S&P 500 and segregate the Magnificent Seven out, or large cap or macro cap tech in general, their net margins have been going up consistently over the last 5 years, but the rest of the market, call it the S&P 493, has had flat margins for 5 to 10 years. And I have a picture that I could, you know, I could share with you, not now, that drives that point home, Faisal.
So when you look at investing in companies, and you have really been a big component or viewer of free cash flow, and that hits the bottom line. And that hits the earnings number, that hits a whole bunch of other areas that actually shows you the true value of companies. You mentioned that Canadian companies, most of the industries are oligopolies. They have pricing power. They can charge really whatever they want to because they don't have much competition. Is it not now at a point from an investment perspective to look at these oligopolies and just start maybe backing up the truck and start buying some of this?
Well, as an older guy, I remember when, you know, RSPs meant you had to invest 80% of your money in Canada. With those days in the rearview mirror, I would say not necessarily to your answer, because of course you can invest in the States or you can invest outside of North America if you choose to do so. So I would suggest to you that you're not forced to own companies like you used to be able to be forced to own in Canada in days gone by. I mean, you have to look at the ability of the company to be able to continue to increase prices given the health of their buyer or the competitive environment because of, let's say, technology. Or maybe the government intrudes. You know, it looks like finally the government has forced the cellular companies to be a little more careful on pricing, shall we say. They're attempting to do the same with groceries. Whether they went about it the right way is an open question, but I suspect they'll be a little less successful. As you go forward, AI, for example, is going to be a big winner for the banks on the margin side of things, Faisal.
When you look at the top areas to invest, given rate cuts, inflation, oligopolies, give me your top three sectors you like right now.
I'll admit that since the Federal Reserve decision in the middle of last week, I've been surprised at the outperformance of the Magnificent Seven relative to the market, given the steepening of the yield curve, meaning the decline in yields on two-year bonds versus the increase in yields on 10-year bonds. Because as those two things happen, the yield curve steepens. In other words, the left side of the graph is lower than the right side of the graph if you take a 10-year and subtract a two-year. Bottom line is, I think you still need to be in some of those Magnificent Seven stocks. I do believe that the AI, the artificial intelligence, which of course has been a huge driver of markets, is in a bit of a pause period, notwithstanding the recent performance. But we do see the team at Forge First does believe that as we move into 25, there's going to be another leg higher in those stocks.
Another leg higher. Thank you so much, Andrew. Sorry for cutting you off. We do have to go to commercial break, but thank you once again for joining us, Andrew.
You're very welcome, Leanne and Faisal.
Leanna, let's talk about the next seminar coming up. We're going to talk about inflation on this on our upcoming seminar. What's the next two dates?
The first one is in Lethbridge on September 24th at 7 p.m. And the one after that is in Calgary on October 29th. Now, there's more information about those, and you can also register on our website, morethanmoneyradio.com.
Join us after the break. We'll be here from an expert that says we don't want prices of groceries going down. We want it to go up. Join us after the break on QR Calgary and More Than Money.